got that out. Well, my next guest has written a book about how to, well, how to train men to be more princely. Heather Hopped with us, author of Knights in Training, 10 Principles for Raising Honorable, Courageous, and Compassionate Boys, has 3 boys of her own and a girl too. Heather, great to have you on WILS.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, are boys more challenging than girls to raise?
Well, they're different. And so, especially for mothers, mothers need to wrap their brain around the fact that they're different, so that we can recognize that we need to take a slightly different approach with how we raise them and how we inspire them.
And how would you describe the way we're raising boys nowadays?
Well, I think a lot of times we fail to recognize that boys are different. And so a lot of times in school and in our homes, we want boys to be calmer, to be tame, to stop moving so much. Mm-hmm. And we tell them to be something different than the way they are wired. And oftentimes I think we're seeing boys start to shut down and go, okay, well, if this is not who you want, then mm-hmm. then I'm done. And so we see boys just sort of checking out, and they zone out and move on to video games.
And so how do you give them that space then? I mean, because it can be disruptive. How do you allow them to be fully themselves?
Yeah, well, what we do is we give them space. We carve out space so that they can do that. And then we equip them and we prepare them for when they do go into those spaces where they do need to sit still, to be calmer. Mm-hmm. And so it's about finding balance.
And how do you equip your sons to be calm in these situations?
Yeah. Well, part of it, we sit and I talk with them. And so when my boys were really little, I would say, okay, you know, you ran around and you were crazy, but now we're getting ready to go into the library. And here's how I would actually gather my boys together, because I had 3 of them, and I'd say, here's how to win at the library game. And so at that point, they're all ears because they want to win. Mm-hmm. And so I talked about, okay, and here are the expectations, and I lay out my expectations. You will not run when you are in there. You will not raise your voice. You will not. And so I went down and I itemized everything.
And what do you do when they disobey you? What do you do then?
Well, it depends on the context. Usually we try to find a consequence, a natural consequence, if possible. But I found that a lot of times we have far fewer discipline issues when we are clear up front with what our expectations are.
Heather Hopped with us, her brand new book, Knights in Training. Why did you use that kind of royal context?
Well, I stumbled on it by accident. I was reading my boys a book about the Middle Ages, and they were just mesmerized. And so they're waging little sword battles around me, and I'm looking at it going, okay, well, I'm going to teach them how to respect and honor women, so we're going to learn about chivalry. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I thought chivalry was about. And as I started to research, because I'm sort of a history nut, I realized that chivalry was so much more than how a man treats a woman. It was an entire code of conduct that really epitomized what the ideal man was to be like. And as I started looking through, I realized the principles were timeless. Mm. They are just as important for the knights of old as they are for our boys and our men, and really our humanity in many ways today.
I'm curious, Heather, do you think there's a problem with the way men are treating women nowadays?
Sometimes, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I would say that just as a culture, we're a lot more hostile than we used to be. And so I'm not going to just point the finger at men versus women. I think we are living in times where incivility rules.
Okay.
And so my goal is to bring back a dose of civility. And so as I was having these conversations with my boys, I realized that when I talk about it in these terms of wanting to be like a knight, that they could relate to that.
When you see modern women, though, how do you think they generally respond to that kind of an approach, as a chivalry approach?
Well, I think it depends on how you approach it. So there are going to be women that are like, nope, I can do that myself. And so I've talked to my boys about, you know, you just step back and you go, okay, I meant no disrespect. I was just trying to be helpful. And talking to my kids about the importance of communicating respect and honor for people around you. And when that's your heart, that's going to come through. And so even though someone might be offended initially because they feel like that's archaic, if they recognize that you respect them as a human being, people are going to respond.
Do you feel boys, men should, you know, open doors for women and essentially have that kind of old school approach to it?
I encourage my boys to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, we expand it beyond just, you know, we only do that for women, but we keep an eye out anybody who needs a hand. And so there are times when we're at church or whatnot, and we see a family coming up, and it'll be a big, burly dad, but he's got a baby in one arm, and he's holding the hand of a toddler in the other. And so we've talked to our boys, you know, that's a man, that's a person in need of help, and that's the time when you are going to walk over and you're going to open the door for that person.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like sounds like polite behavior on the whole. It's Heather Hopp. The book is
right.
Knights in Training is a brand new book. What about girls? Do you think they need to have a certain training also?
I absolutely think they do. I think part of it is this book, it really just gets at the core. It's about good parenting, and it's about being intentional and preparing our children to walk confidently into whatever situation they find themselves in. I took on this idea of night because it reached the heart of my boys, and it really motivated them to embody this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what about, how old are your boys now?
They are almost 13, almost 11. We have birthdays coming up, and then I have a 9-year-old boy,
okay.
And then my little girl is 5.
The teenagers, are they on social media at all? Or?
Not yet, no.
Do you see that as a problem in terms of kind of trying to put these kinds of values in children, all the social media and the way it pulls the young people in?
Yeah, social media has some benefits and it has some downsides. And when it is time for my boys to get on social media, we would like to help educate them on how to do that well, and mm-hmm. so that you're not getting roped into failing to recognize that there's a human being on the other end.
That's
so
a tough one, because it seems like it's the Wild West on the, you know, on the phones now.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of...
Oh, it totally, you know, is.
Uh-huh.
And it just takes, we need to train our children, and we need to give ourselves these reminders as well.
Yeah. Heather Hopp, the book Knights in Training, 10 Principles for Raising Honorable, Courageous, and Compassionate Boys, and all that. I mean, those are three key qualities. What about in terms of aggression issues? How do you deal with that?
We take that on a case-by-case basis. So I allow my boys to play with toy weapons, but we give caveats. And so when we look at that, we go, weapons are not evil in and of themselves, but it's what our boys are doing with them.
Right.
And so we make sure that we're giving our kids good stories so they have good role models and heroes to want to aspire to be like. And then we step in when things start to get out of hand, and we just sort of, we educate them like, we don't do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, three brothers, isn't part of having brothers, you're going to have fights and punches, all that good stuff?
Yeah, and I talk about that in the book, and part of boys can beat the tar out of one another and be best friends afterwards. And that's something that women have a hard time understanding. And so even just recognizing that there is a time and a place for them to wrestle and for them to sort of beat up on each other, but working with them to understand, like, when is it slipping over from just rough and tumble boy play into there being anger that's coming into play.
Although the 9-year-old, does he get the worst of it?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
they all take turns being the aggressor.
Well, that's
and
good.
So, yeah, we get to step into situations often.
Heather Hopp, her brand-new book is Knights in Training, 10 Principles for Raising Honorable, Courageous, and Compassionate Boys. Heather Hopp right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you very much, Heather.
Thank you so much.
Yep, and... that wraps it up for the week. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. We'll be back on Monday at 6 p.m. Join us then. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.